More than 115 performances, demonstrations, workshops, and interactive cultural experiences will take over the Missouri Botanical Garden this Labor Day weekend as the annual Japanese festival returns, Sept 5-7. One of the largest and longest-running celebrations of Japanese culture in the United States, the Japanese festival welcomes more than 50,000 visitors annually. Since 1977, the garden has partnered with local Japanese-American organizations to host this event and provide authentic Japanese music, art, dance, food, and entertainment to the St. Louis community. In 2026, the festival will offer guests of all backgrounds an opportunity to immerse themselves in the culture of Japan. The festival takes place September 5 and 6, 9 a.m., 9 p.m., last entry at 8 p.m., and September 7, 9 a.m., 5 p.m., last entry at 4:30 p.m. What to expect? Japanese Festival is one of the largest festivals hosted at the Missouri Botanical Garden, with over 50,000 attending the three-day festival. Expect large crowds, some lines, loud music and noise, and to cover a lot of ground to see all the festival has to offer. What to see and do at the Japanese Festival 2026. This year's featured performances see the return of fan-favorite sumo wrestling, new performances by award-winning musicians, renowned Japanese artists, authentic Japanese food, and more. Featured performers. The three-day festival offers a full schedule of performances and demonstrations. Visitors of all ages can enjoy authentic Japanese music, art, sports, and dance across the entire festival grounds. New this year, Masayo Ishiguro and the Miyabi Kodo Shamisen Ensemble. Masayo Ishiguro promotes traditional Japanese music with audiences throughout the United States and around the globe. With performances at some of the world's most prestigious venues and contributions to an award-winning film soundtrack, she has become one of the leading ambassadors of Japanese music traditions in the U.S., originally from Japan's Gifu Prefecture. Ishiguro began playing the Kodo and Jiyuta Shamisen at the age of 5. She later graduated from Takasaki Junior College, majoring in Kodo and Shamisen. Miyabi Kodo Shamisen Ensemble honors the traditions of Japanese music while also embracing Western styles. In this concert, they have included familiar melodies to help guests experience Japanese music in a more personal way. Sumo wrestling. Always a favorite of the festival, USA Sumo will return with three notable sumo wrestlers. Sumo, Japan's national sport, originated in ancient times as religious performances to the Shinto gods. Nowadays, many ancient rituals are still followed. Guests can learn the rules of the sport, see live demonstrations, interact with the wrestlers, and take photos at the Koan Amphitheater throughout the festival. Bonsai and Ikebana demonstration return to the big stage. After the success of large-scale demonstrations last year, Ikebana and bonsai artists will be returning to the garden's larger stage at the Bayer Event Center. Bonsai is the art of growing trees and plants on a scale that makes the plants far smaller than they would be if they were left in the wild. Bonsai plants are not special varieties, but rather specially pruned and kept in small containers to limit their growth. Ikebana, meaning living flowers, is the unique Japanese art form of arranging flowers and other natural materials for display. Although attractive arrangements are created in Ikebana, the main purpose is to express a deep awareness of life and foster a connection to nature through the flowers. Additionally, the Bonsai Society of Greater St. Louis and the Ikebana International St. Louis Chapter will display their work throughout the entire festival in the Far Auditorium, inside the Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center. Anime and Pokemon at the 2026 Japanese Festival. Along with highlighting traditional Japanese customs and culture, the festival also showcases aspects of modern culture. Anime fans can also enjoy a special screening of Ghost Cat Anzu. This family-friendly film follows Karin and her new, unconventional friend, a phantom feline named Azu. The movie will be shown in English to be accessible to all guests. Each year, attendees can also fill out their Pokédex while they explore the festival. Pokémon Go players are encouraged to visit all of our Poké stops, compete to be the very best at one of our gyms, and hatch an egg or two along the way. While you're on the prowl to fill your Pokédex, please do not walk in any mulched or planted garden beds. Shop unique souvenirs at the marketplace. Take home a piece of the Japanese festival and support local business owners, artists, and cultural organizations by shopping at the cultural marketplace. Shop for your own bonsai, anime merch, mini figurines, kimonos, fans, artwork, and more. Try authentic cuisine and watch live cooking demos. Enjoy fresh sushi, Japanese-style sandwiches, green tea ice cream, vegetarian-friendly dishes, and more at the food court in the east lot of the Missouri Botanical Garden. Foodies and cooking enthusiasts can also learn more about the art of wagashi, see live cooking demonstrations, and explore the language of tea ceremonies throughout the weekend. Take part in the candlelight walk and taro nagashi. Late summer in Japan means obon, the festival when spirits of the dead return to spend time with the living. The taro nagashi ceremony celebrates this. Lanterns are inscribed with the names of those deceased, then lit and set afloat as a way of accompanying the spirits as they depart for another year. Participants can take part in the ceremony on Saturday and Sunday. 7:39 p.m., you can also enjoy self-guided evening hour tour around the Japanese garden, splendidly illuminated by shoji lanterns on Saturday and Sunday. 8:09 p.m. last entry will be at 8 p.m. both evenings. How to get tickets to the Japanese festival. Japanese festival is one of the garden's most popular signature events, bringing in around 50,000 people each Labor Day weekend. We recommend reserving your tickets to the Japanese festival in advance, either online or at the Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center. As a reminder, the Missouri Botanical Garden never sells tickets on third-party platforms, including social media. General adult admission, 13+, $20. General children's admission, 12 and under, $10. Garden member adults, 13+, $10. Garden member children, 12 and under, free. Festival level members, free plus 6 free tickets. Purchase tickets in advance. Where to park during Japanese festival? The garden offers parking outside of the visitor center, including several EV charging stations. There is no charge for parking at the Missouri Botanical Garden. In the event that the parking lot is full, visitors should use the free parking at the overflow lots at the corner of Shaw Boulevard and Vandeventer. Shuttles will run from the overflow parking lot to the visitor center throughout the festival. This year, parking will also be available at Mullanphy Elementary School, though there will be no shuttles from this lot. As leaders in sustainability, we are also big fans of walking, biking, ride-sharing, and public transportation. We offer bike parking near the visitor center and are conveniently located near two metro bus stops. Jessica Eidson, Public Information Officer. Leave a reply